Easter is coming up, and I just can't wait to have the whole family in one place. And of course, what's Easter without an awesome Easter brunch? Now, I don't know about your family, but mine is a little picky, and I really wanted to impress them with something delicious. A friend told me I should check out Total Wine & More. It was crazy! They must have every wine and beer imaginable. I told one of their friendly experts my situation, and they found me just the thing. This sparkling wine is going to be absolutely perfect for brunch, even with my picky family. I know next time I need something, I'm shopping at Total Wine and More.
Blog Talk Radio.
Contra Radio Network. Preparedness Radio. With your host, John Jeffers.
And good evening. Welcome to Contra Radio Network. I'm John Jeffers, your host, founder and executive. Tonight we have a show that Terry thought of himself. And I'm glad he did, because I had no idea what I want to do tonight. So what I want to do is this. I'm feeling a little bitchy tonight, just so you know. Two thank yous. One to Terry for thinking of this show, for arranging for the caller who'll be calling in at 8:15 or so from Puerto Rico, where the grid is down. And my second thank you publicly goes out to Austin H. Man lives in the Houston area, dealt with the hurricane there, and he still found a way to donate to the show. You know, I get emails, and I get messages, and I get text messages from people saying, it's a great show. Love your show, John. You're doing a great job. We love it. And I appreciate that. I do. But I just can't figure out what it is I need to do. I'm asking for $2 a month, folks. $2 a month. You know, I guess I'm just, I do like hearing from these people, the listeners, I do. But damn it. Put your money where your mouth is. I'm asking for $2, guys, $2 a month. If you don't want to do Patreon, get a hold of me. I'll give you my PayPal information if that's how you want to do it. No, it looks like Terry's on. You know, good, Terry's here. Hold on. Let's get Terry on here. And that's Terry. Typhoid Terry. Did you go to the doctor today?
No, I just drank something. Howdy, everybody. How are you guys doing today?
We're waiting.
John, by the way, John has been after me about go see the doctor. I'm the kind of guy where I don't want to go see the doctor, right? I don't want to go to the, who wants to go on sick call? Seriously, who the hell ever wants to go see the doctor? The only time you go see the doctor is when something's wrong. Unless you have a baby being born, but even then, somebody's got a lot of pain.
A respiratory infection counts, you bonehead. Go to the doctor.
Well, John's sound advice. I went and I have an appointment tomorrow at the VA hospital at 2 p.m. So now I'm going to go see the doctor, and then as soon as I get out of the hospital, see that appointment, I'm going to text John. And I'm going to say, bite me.
You know, if you were really a true prepper, you would have antibiotics in your supply cache. You know that?
Well, I did take antibiotics. But it's like there's something at the bottom of my lung or something, like it just doesn't want to get out. I don't know.
Typhoid.
It's tickling me. So, like, yeah, that's what it is. So I had to look up typhoid. I'm like, what is typhoid anyways?
Hey, Lop-Eared Galoot, he's on the video feed tonight. Hey, buddy. If you're not sure who Lop-Eared Galoot is, he's a cross-country truck driver. And I don't know how he does it, and I don't want to know. But he has some great pictures he takes from the cab of his trucks while he's on the road. And that's all I'm going to say about it. And he's also
you get those GoPros and stuff like that. You can take still images.
He He's a great patriot. He's a great American. We put him, yes. So we don't want to forget that. All right. Now, you said Jose is going to be calling in. He's got about maybe 20 minutes on the battery. Is that right?
Yes. How much time he has on the battery is iffy. So, but he said at least 20 minutes. Now, if we can get 30, we'll squeeze it out of him. You know, we'll drain that thing dry. But
why don't you tell the listeners the background and how you managed to make contact with and whatnot?
Right, Jose and I, we're like old Army friends, right? And him being a Puerto Rican kind of guy, he lives down there, and by a non Puerto Rico, which is just next. It's west. It's directly west of, what's that place called? Fort Buchanan. It's right next to the Capitol, right west of the San Juan, Puerto Rico Capitol. So he's a retired Army guy, and he just kind of chills out in a very cool life, you know, does photography for fun and, you know, all the old man stuff. Maybe he plays shuffleboard, I don't know. And so when this hurricane hit, it hit twice in Puerto Rico. First it came by close to Puerto Rico, and then the next time was directly over his house. The eye of the hurricane went right over his house. Now, there's some parts of Puerto Rico that have more devastation than others. And just because you're in the middle of the hurricane does not mean that you are having the worst of the hurricane. Because a lot of times with hurricanes, you get the outer – it's not like a tornado. You get the outer bands of a hurricane, and a whole slew of things can happen. You can have higher winds on the near the inside, in the middle of the hurricane, but near the eye. It'll actually be higher. You can have storm surges as those bands come around, and they're blowing the water more and more and more, just like you blow this soup. Just like if you blow your soup bowl because it's too hot, you blow it too much, you can actually blow it out of the bowl. Well, that's what it does. It will blow it up on shore, and that will create a storm surge flooding, and it happens a lot. So you know what happens. When it comes in, it's going to come in waves, and then when it builds up, and when it finally wants to die down, it's all going to have to wash back out. So you have water that's been flowing in two different directions. Imagine like a tsunami, but very slow. Okay. Now, a lot of times, we've been hearing a lot about these hurricanes, like in Houston and Southwest Louisiana and in Florida. And these are terrible situations. Don't get me wrong. I am not trying to downplay their situations. People died. And they died because they had some horrible situations. Flooding, wind, debris, all kinds of stuff happened. And I do not want to downplay this. But that being said, Puerto Rico is now hitting they're going to hit a humanitarian crisis. I mean, you think it's bad now. They can hit a humanitarian crisis. Why? If they were landlocked, they would be able to bring things in a lot easier, okay? But because they're an island, it is more difficult to bring things in, especially when first the airport was torn up, the radar systems went down on the first hurricane, then here comes Maria for the second hurricane, and they had a military-grade radar traffic controlling system come in. That got blown out. They had to take it out because of the hurricane, and then they have to come back and set everything back up, the whole airport, clean everything up, make sure that all the safety measures are up, because the last thing you need is an airplane crash. And all the roads had to be cleaned again. And all the ports had to be cleaned out again. So, you know, Puerto Rico's been getting hit hard. Not just once, but then twice. The second Maria was even more damaging.
Mm-hmm. You know, I heard that the docks are destroyed. So even if they could get the ships in, there's no way to unload them.
Right. Not all docks are made the same, right? But, you know, you got your commercial docks and you got your fishing docks. And a lot of your fishing docks have been damaged big time. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the docks. It's things that have been piled up next to them and on top of them and behind them. Because boats come up out of the water, and then when the water leaves the land, it leaves a couple boats up on the land. Just like there's a couple cars out in the water. So,
you know, so it doesn't matter. Even if they could get the ships to the dock, you can't get them unloaded anyways. As for the mobile air traffic control units, the airport can only do 10 flights a day. And it's not from the equipment, it's from the people. You can only get so many people in there. Everybody's either, you know, they have to make the difficult.
I have checked with American Airlines and I've checked with United Airlines, and both of them told me that right now they're running humanitarian missions only, which means they're flying things in, not people. They're flying things in, maybe some people, you know, like special teams or something, like, you know, maybe a search and rescue team from New York, I don't know. But mainly equipment and stuff, cargo. And then they're flying people out to help them evacuate from Puerto Rico. And you know how that goes. There's a priority, the sick and the injured, the elderly, the young. They, you know, there's a priority to these things. You don't just get to go because you're inconvenienced. So, but I've been told that as early as the 4th of October, they're going to start having a few extra flights where people like me or you could fly into Puerto Rico. And then again, they evacuate some people out. But, you know, that's why you see this big backlog on in the TV about how people are hanging out at the airports trying to get out of the country. Well, I'm sorry, but there's always a priority to these things. But, it will be opening up soon. I just found out today that mail service just opened up. U.S. Mail Postal Service has just opened. So now if we mail packages to Puerto Rico, you're looking at $130, $150 for a large package or so, up to like, what, 70 pounds, I think. Then, yes, you can mail to Puerto Rico now. But whatever you do, do not send cash. Do not mail cash. But with everything happening in Puerto Rico, what we are at CRN are constantly warning about, regardless of why it happens, where it happens, hurricane, earthquake, war, economic collapse, right? When the societal systems fail, will we be able to sufficiently take care of ourselves? And personally, for your family, our immediate neighbors, the communities, state and country in which we live in, right? We have a wide international audience here at CRN, okay? So it doesn't really matter from what you're listening to from. The same situations that are happening in Puerto Rico can happen to you where you are. Cut out the power long enough, you have problems. You cut out the power because of disaster, that complicates it. Everything starts multiplying. The factors, everything starts force multipliers. You know, a pandemic and no power. Or an earthquake that disrupted everything and destroyed a lot of buildings and people are hurt. And then there's no power. So you can get my picture, right? Now, today we're going to hear from my Army buddy, Jose Velez. the situation in Puerto Rico is grim. If something is not done, hello. If something is not done to recover this island nation, we will see them descend into long-term poverty state. And a lot of people want to turn Puerto Rico into a into the 51st state, which I kind of agree. And you think they had some financial problems before, which is stemming a lot from Katrina. So, you know, if we don't fix this, Puerto Rico is going to become a super poor country. All right? So the situation is prime opportunity for us to learn from the many lessons that John and I have been preaching about for years. Okay? This is nothing new. We talked about this before. But sadly, again, we see how so many people are not prepared. They're not able to take care of themselves, or they're not willing to even do for themselves. They want other people to do it for them. Okay? And some people suffer from just some major inconveniences all the way to life-threatening situations. Okay? So we need to recognize the situation in which we're dealing in. Now, we have Jose on the line?
Yes, we do.
Jose, mi amigo, how you doing?
Okay, we're holding on, Terry.
Okay, so, Jose, we got some questions here, and we want to know how is your family? How are you?
Overall, we're doing okay. We have basic necessities that we need, but these are running short. There's the family's together. Put it that way. We're together. We're staying together. We're united, and you know, we're in this. And that's all I can really say. You know, God's with us, and the neighbors here are helping out. But it's a disaster zone. This place is horrible. I mean, I don't know what the news is broadcasting out there or what they're saying or what their pictures are, because we have no ways of communication with no one. But I communicate with you via my cell phone. But I know what it looks like as I'm looking out over my balcony. And it's like a war zone out here. But anyway. Let's get back to the family. We're doing okay. We're together, and that's important, you know.
Yeah, the family is together. You're strong. Everybody's got the right attitude.
Correct.
All right. So, just remember, and you guys are Christians, okay? You're a Christian, and you know I'm a Christian, man.
Yes.
In Galatians 6:2, it says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ."
Amen.
You share each other's burdens, and you fulfill the law of Christ. Okay? So what it is that we're in it. We're all in it. We're going to deal with this. You know what? You are not alone. And, brother, I'm telling you right now, on behalf of CRN and all of our listeners, you are not alone. We are thinking about you. We are praying for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So,
amen. Thank you.
So, how many? I heard that like 16 people died already in Puerto Rico.
It could be a little higher than that. You know, the there are towns that have not even been searched or actually gone to. From what I understand, the stench is pretty bad of the smell of dead bodies of older folks. You know, they're up in the hills here, and they haven't even been reached to, you know. It's this is what we're seeing, what we're understanding here from, you know, word of mouth is traveling, because we really have no communications
right
to the island.
Right, you're really in blackout right now because of the power. You can't run radios, can't watch TV.
Correct.
You're definitely not having the local paper boy coming by once a day. So, but search and rescue efforts are going on still. it's not just search and recovery, but it's still search and rescue. They're still looking to rescue people.
Definitely. Exactly. Like I said before, there's the places that they haven't touched yet. You know.
Wow.
And there's from what I understand, you know, they also that it's just like a smell, you know, a bayou can. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Wow. I know, and I've been in those situations before. And you're going from house to house to house. And you don't just, you know, people, you don't just go knocking on the door. If there's no answer, you must also keep looking through the windows because there could be somebody in there. And they're not answering it because they're dead. They're not answering it because they're injured, right? They could be sick. They could be hurt. And you search all the way around the house. If there's no answer, you search the barns and the sheds and the little places behind near bushes and things like that, because bodies get washed over and stuck in places where it's not good. It's hard to find. And of course, your nose can always lead you the right way. That's why search and rescue dogs are a very, very powerful tool. So is there still flooding and standing water going on there? Can you see anywhere you live?
Is there still flooding going on?
Yes.
No, not so. The rivers have all. The rivers have all gone down quite a bit. You can see where they were at one time, you know, from the waters. But not in this area. There isn't many flooding. There's a little bit of rain here and there, but no, there was plenty of flooding, but I believe it's all really kind of like gone. I can't speak for the other part of the island, the interior of the island, and in the country and the hills and stuff. There's plenty of people living, you know, but they haven't even been touched. You know, there's no communication. We have no communications with anybody. Like, I have family in a town called Juanita. My wife has some family in another town called Ponce, which is about an hour, 2 hour drive from here. But, you know, we really haven't found out, or, you know, we can't, there's no communication with them, you know, and it's not like we can drive out there to go see them because, it's not recommended. We drive anywhere really just in this area. It's terrible.
Yeah, they've already got enough traffic as it is. I mean, think about, okay, not just your normal people, but they've got emergency crews, they got EMS, they've got the police, the fire department, and all these people that have to clean the streets, work on the power poles, so many different things. And then you got somebody that wants to go down the road to talk to their girlfriend, you know? So... But if you're going to go check on grandma because she lives farther away and you can't get a hold of her, you have to get there to find out. That's different. I believe that's different.
Right.
But, right. So, like, well, one good news is we had today was that the post offices had just opened up.
Easter is coming up, and I just can't wait to have the whole family in one place. And of course, what's Easter without an awesome Easter brunch? Now, I don't know about your family, but mine is a little picky, and I really wanted to impress them with something delicious. A friend told me I should check out Total Wine & More. It was crazy. They must have every wine and beer imaginable. I told one of their friendly experts my situation, and they found me just the thing. This sparkling wine is going to be absolutely perfect for brunch, even with my picky family. I know next time I need something, I'm shopping at Total Wine and More. Easter is coming up, and I just can't wait to have the whole family in one place. And of course, what's Easter without an awesome Easter brunch? Now, I don't know about your family, but mine is a little picky, and I really wanted to impress them with something delicious. A friend told me I should check out Total Wine & More. It was crazy. They must have every wine and beer imaginable. I told one of their friendly experts my situation, and they found me just the thing. This sparkling wine is going to be absolutely perfect for brunch, even with my picky family. I know next time I need something, I'm shopping at Total Wine & More. And more.